The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Blessed Sunday and good morning to all. Before we dive into these amazing, powerful readings this Sunday, I just want to call your attention to a little schedule change this week, just for this week. Starting tomorrow, we have our normal daily mass here at 8 a.m., but for the rest of the week, the priests of the Diocese of Sacramento will be on our yearly retreat. So every year we gather together as brothers at a retreat center in Citrus Heights, where we gather in prayer, and we'll be led by your retreat master. And because this is a requirement for us, we won't have daily masses here. So after Monday, there's no daily masses. Many of you attend daily mass. But I was talking with Father Memo at St. Joseph's, and we wanted to provide the sacraments to you, of course. We don't want to deprive you of the Holy Eucharist. And so we've designated St. Joseph's to be the daily mass parish for Vacaville. So myself, Father Carlos, and Father Memo, we all have our own masses there, and so we'll be doing masses there, taking turns. And so just be mindful of that. There's no daily masses after tomorrow, just for this week. And also another thing to be aware of is there won't be any confessions on Tuesday evening. And so just be mindful of that as well. Unfortunately, we'll be at the retreat center. So please pray for us as we're on retreat, that we try to be holy as we come together as brothers around the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. What do you think is the most controversial Christian teaching in the entire history of Christianity? You don't have to yell it out by any means. It's too early in the morning to be yelling in church, huh? But what do you think? Just out of in your imagination, what is the most controversial teaching that we've ever had that causes the most angst, division, confusion? Just historically speaking, what has ripped the church to shreds as we fight over this particular topic? There's one. It's not as today. I know there are many hot button issues that the church teaches. It's not any of those. It's not abortion and the church's pro-life stance that life begins at conception until natural death. Nor is it about contraception and the beauty of the church's teaching on human sexuality. It's not any of those moral issues. It's not even a question of what is the papacy and the church's stance that the church is the true church established by Christ, founded upon Peter, and since every successive pope. It's not even about that. Nor is it about this. At every single altar, we believe that Jesus really comes, that the Eucharist is truly his body and blood, unlike what our Protestant brothers and sisters teach, that it's merely a symbolic memorial remembering. No, our teaching is much more intense about the Eucharist. So, what is the most controversial teaching in all of Christianity. It's this right here. This Sunday, as we celebrate now and remember the most holy Trinity. This, my friends, is the most controversial teaching in all of Christianity. That we believe, as Christians, how many gods? One. One God, but, and this is where it gets confusing, this one God is three distinct persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we can kind of see as we see how why this is so utterly confusing. In seminary, we have an entire year simply dedicated to the study of the Holy Trinity. Which is why we call this Sunday, many we jokingly say that this Sunday is the preacher's nightmare. Because I have to articulate the Holy Trinity in a 48-minute homily this Sunday. But it's confusing. So I get it why it's hard. And many people have mistaken views on this. Take, for example, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1870. A man by the name of Charles Taze Russell gathers together with like-minded friends, and they gather in a room with their Bible, and they begin to read sacred scripture. They hear, God is one. Book of Deuteronomy, God is one, absolutely. But then they also begin to read passages where Jesus, our Lord, begins to articulate that he is the Son of God, that he is submitting himself to the Father. And so they hear all of this language, and it sounds like Jesus is lesser than God the Father. And so Charles Russell says, okay, fine, he's less than. And he starts a new religion. We now know them as the Jehovah Witnesses. As they dress articulately on street corners and they pass out their tracts, spreading that Jesus is not God. But they're not the only one. Now let's go to Western New York State. Again, a man is visited, he says, by an angel. And this angel says, I have a new revelation for you. I have a new book that will now make it superior over the Bible. Another Testament, which will be known as. And this angel, same thing, will teach that Jesus, even though they'll use the same vocabulary as us, they don't believe in one God. But rather, Jesus is the God of this planet. And that if you are a good follower of this new religion that he founded, you yourself will get your own planet one day and rule over it like a god. And you will become like gods. So there's a duplicity of gods. Guess who that was? Joseph Smith, the religion he founded in 1830 is called Mormonism. They don't believe in the Holy Trinity. And we see the young men and ladies walking around town spreading this heresy. But it's nothing new. Let's jump a few centuries even further. This time, we're on the Arabian Peninsula, in the hot sands of the deserts. Another angel appears to a man in a cave. In fact, this angel would choke this man, and he would become so terrified, he would have to run home to his wife. And this angel told this man, I have a new revelation. The Jews and the Christians are corrupting this revelation, and I have come to restore it. This man is named Muhammad, and the religion he founded would be Islam. They do not teach and maintain that Jesus is God. Let's go back even further. Again, see how I said this is the most controversial teaching and the hardest. Let's now go to the early 4th century. What's good about this time period is that now the age of church persecution is over. Because we recall, remember, the first 300 years of Christianity, we are a persecuted religion. Until a pivotal event in the year 313, the Edict of Milan is decreed by the new Christian emperor, Constantine. He would now give the church legal standing. And now, because we didn't have to worry about whether or not we would live or we would die or be persecuted, Christianity had now an opportunity to focus her energy, not on survival, but now on penetrating the depths of the mysteries of God. In the year 325, another event happened. A man, a Catholic priest, who began to teach as he's reading the scriptures, trying to battle with how do we articulate this well, that Jesus is a created being. This man would be known as Father Arius, and his heresy would be called in history Arianism. His phrase, his tagline was this, and this was the slogan of the Arians they became known as. There was a time when the sun was not. It was a pithy saying, and they would run around saying this. There was a time when the sun, our Lord Jesus, was not. Meaning that he was a created being. I mean, not like us, but he's exalted, but he's not the same as the Heavenly Father. But that he's a created being. Elevated, but still created. And this heresy began to spread all throughout the empire. And so the Emperor Constantine, now again being the first Catholic emperor, told the Catholic bishops of the world, gather together on my dime, because if you're the Roman emperor, you're the richest man on planet Earth. And he says, on my dime, and I'll pay for your plane ticket, essentially, or your boat ride, or your train ride, or however they got there. Gather in the city of Nicaea. 300 bishops, along with Father Arius, would be at this council. So imagine this in your mind's eye. They're in the city of Nicaea, they're in this beautiful church, and 300 bishops, all dressed, are in there. And they begin to argue, all right, what do we believe about Jesus? What language do we use? What words and vocabulary? And they began to battle it out. In one pivotal famous moment, and many of you will know this, as Arius is standing up in front of the 300 bishops saying, Jesus was created, Jesus was created. A hero stood up along next to him, right in front of him, confronting Father Arius. And he would rise up and punch Arius square in the face. This hero, Santa Claus. We now know him as Saint Nicholas. Santa Claus was a real person. St. Nicholas was a Catholic bishop. And he was so heated at the words coming out of Father Arius' mouth. He punched him right there in that face. A dumb face. You know, when you argue with somebody, you get so angry at them. But don't worry. Santa Claus went to confession and repented for punching Arius in the face. Moral of the story, do not punch anyone in the face in church. At this council, what it would produce, a creed. You know it. We recite it every single Sunday. Listen to this now, with all that in the background. Listen. This is in direct repudiation of the teaching that Jesus is not God and equal to the Father. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. Now listen to this. This is essentially, every time you read this line, we're punching Arius in the face right here. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Do you see all of those descriptions? God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, and then that word consubstantial is a translation of the Greek word homoousios, meaning God the Father and Jesus Christ are of the same nature. Same substance. They are equal. Why is this so important to know? Oftentimes people say, oh, it doesn't matter. You guys are just inside baseball fighting over words and definitions. What's the big deal? Christianity is about being nice anyway. No. That's a reduction of the glory and majesty of Christianity. It's important to know this because John Paul II beautifully, famously said at the Second Vatican Council that when God is forgotten, the creature, meaning us, remains unintelligible. Do you hear that? When God is forgotten, we, the creature, become unintelligible. In other words, what he was trying to articulate was that when we don't understand who God is, we become confused about ourselves. We don't know why we exist. We don't know the purpose of life. And we go running around trying to find existence and purpose. And we all fall into the same trap. Fun fact time. First university ever established. You nerds in here, do you remember what that is? First university ever established. And it's a reflection because we're all now in graduation season, aren't we? Many of our friends and our family are graduating junior high, as we did in Notre Dame a couple days ago, high school, college. What do our graduates wear? Long flowing gowns. Does that gown remind you of anybody? It should remind you of me. When I wear a gown walking all over the place. Or to remind you of monks and their flowing gowns and their habits, we call them. Why? Why do our graduates look and dress like Catholic priests? It's an echo. First university ever built. University of Bologna, 1088. Second oldest university, University of Cambridge. 1096. The first degree ever offered in the world. And what it is? Theology. Why? Because we understood I must apply my intellect and my reason to understand this great mystery of who God is so that I may know who I am. Which is why now, I know I'm getting closer to the 48-minute mark. I apologize. I'm so excited. Well, I'll end here with a personal invitation. I'm excited to announce this October 1st, we're hosting a huge event here in Vacaville at our parish. We are inviting a world-renowned Catholic speaker who is the best popularizer of John Paul II's teaching on the theology and meaning of our bodies, about human sexuality and the beauty of it. And this, my friends, is utterly important. Why John Paul II, when he first became Pope in 1978, dedicated years to sharing his teaching on us being created male and female, because he saw it. In 1978, he says, modern man is in a conundrum. Modern man has forgotten the meaning of their bodies because they have forgotten God. Because when we reject God, we fall into a cacophony of mess. This event directly on the parish bulletin. And all the details and information and the QR code is all on there where you can get your tickets. We're going to invite 700 people here. And we will fill up fast, I guarantee you, once word begins to spread outside of Vacaville. He's that well-known of a speaker. So I've been preaching about this whole weekend because I want our parish family to have access to this first. It's titled The Well. The Well, a water well. It's named after that pivotal event in John chapter 4 where Jesus looks at the Samaritan woman. Can you imagine our Lord staring at you? Imagine that in your eye, imagination. Eye contact is very uncomfortable at times, especially when someone has the ability to penetrate your soul. What eye color is our Lord? As he stares deeply into this woman at that well, because this poor woman had forgotten who she was and started chasing the false promises of the world, our Lord restored her back to life. And so, my friends, October 1st, grab a parish bulletin as we invite Dr. Christopher West here for a night of learning about our beauty of our faith, the Holy Eucharist, and beautiful live music. Come to the well. If you are thirsting for a deeper knowledge, why am I created as a man, as a woman? And is there a deeper meaning to human sexuality that's deeper than what the world tells me? October 1st. Come to the well.